Well, it's not a surprise, James, is it? I mean, this is a perennial issue with between these two clubs, it seems, in the last few years. I think the problem for Southampton, the biggest problem, is A, he has 5 years left on his contract. They will be thinking, well, hang on, we're in the driving seat here. Why are the media being briefed about Van Dijk's preferred destination? I mean, I think for them they'll be like, where, you know, what preferred destination? He's not going anywhere. That's their view. And of course, if he has, as reports say, decided because he likes what Klopp said to him to go to Liverpool, then you know, if the two clubs haven't spoken, it's not surprising Southampton are unhappy. I mean, that would technically be an illegal approach, wouldn't it?
Certainly wouldn't, and that is that right? That is what they're alleging in this case?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that Saints think that obviously there's been an approach behind their backs, and therefore they're looking and asking the Premier League to investigate an illegal approach by Liverpool. And it was a thinly veiled media barrage yesterday afternoon. You know, when a story comes out in 5, 6, 7, 8 different outlets at the same time, you always wonder where that's come from. Now, the clubs will deny talking to anybody all the time about anything. But Southampton have obviously decided to make an issue of this because they're probably sick of Liverpool doing this to them every summer.
And even if Van Dijk does want to come to Liverpool, as we believe he does, how willing are Southampton to sell?
Not very willing at all, especially to Liverpool. I mean, that's my understanding, is that because they've got a number of players this summer, they have stated, their chairman stated, Ralf Kruger, before the season ended, look, we do not need to sell players this summer. Maybe other summers they've needed to sell. This summer, he says, they do not need to sell. They've got 13 or 14 players on long-term contracts. They've put themselves in a strong position. Now, you and me, James, know that in reality, if enough money is put on the table, everybody's for sale. But they're saying, we've got this squad where we want it now. It's taken us a few years, but now we have a squad of strength, which contractually is strong. And therefore, if anybody's coming in for our players, we don't need to sell them. But if we're going to, you're damn right, you're going to pay a lot of money.
And would I be right in saying, if this was any other club other than Liverpool, then maybe they would look upon this a little bit differently?
I just think it's the style of it. I mean, Liverpool have this repeated style of doing this sort of unsettling away from the club and then trying to get it all done and then, you know, then just basically give Southampton a fait accompli. And I think Saints are probably trying to just stick up for themselves in this regard. Now, if Van Dijk says to Southampton, I'm going, and hands in a transfer request, then that'll obviously change the landscape. So it just depends what will happen. Southampton will say to him, like they said to Morgan Schneiderlin and Victor Wanyama when they went to Manchester United and Spurs, you're not going this summer, you're going next summer. You want your deal, give us another year. I think that'll be their tactic with Van Dijk. Then we'll have to see how the player reacts to that.
And on a slightly different subject, if things progress so that a deal can be done, 50, 60 million is being talked about for this deal, which I think would make it a world record for a defender. You've seen this player week in, week out. Is he being overpriced in this way?
Well, if you compare it to what's been paid for David Luiz, then no, James, because Van Dijk is the real deal for me. You know, I sit with a former centre-half, Dave Merrington, a former Southampton manager, who knows his onions when it comes to defenders. We think he's the most complete defender there is in the Premier League, along with, say, Toby Alderweireld. I mean, the fact is he has the lot. He has poise. He's got a great left foot. He can spray the ball 50, 60 yards. He's immensely strong. He's a physical beast. He is terrific in the air. He's got the highest percentage of aerial challenges won in the Premier League for any centre-half who's played a good amount of games. So you've got a guy who is imposing, who is dominant at the back, athletic. And I've said actually on a Liverpool website somewhere that, you know, to me, he reminds me of Paul McGrath in his pomp, James, as in he glides around the pitch, he times things well, he reads the game well, he always seems to be in the right place. And whilst he's not perfect and he's not played yet for an enormous superpower, you just feel he's got all the attributes needed to be a world-class player for many years to come.
All of which combined to why Liverpool probably want him so badly. Finally, Adam, where do you see this going?
I see it being acrimonious and not taking. I see it taking quite a long time. Ultimately, Jurgen Klopp will play a big part, won't he? Because if he kicks off at the board for not getting this done properly or getting it done, they'll be under pressure to spend more money to make it happen. I don't think Southampton want to take any less than £70 million because they don't think they have to sell. And if they've got stupid money like that, maybe they sell.